on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. Lusaka woman arrested for attempted murder of retired Zambia Army Brigadier General. VidRA seizes 66,000 litres of smuggled ethanol at Nakonde border. And in international news, Ukraine's European allies say peace talks must include Kyiv.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Police in Lusaka have formally charged and arrested Abigail Kalyabanyama, aged 26, of Nyumba Yanga, in connection with an attempted murder of Brigadier General John Banda, retired, aged 53, a resident of Chalala. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chiladi says the report was made by Brigadier General David Kauseni of Makeni area on behalf of his brother, Brigadier General John Banda, aged 53, a resident of Chalala. He said investigations indicate that the victim, Brigadier General Banda, was shot twice in the back of the head, sustaining serious gunshot wounds in an incident that occurred on July 26, 2025, around 23:40 hours behind Crossroads Mall in Kablonga, Lusaka. Mr. Chilavi says on July 26, 2025, around 17 hours, Brigadier General Banda drove a vehicle registration number AB1158 to pick up Abigail Kalyabanyama, described as his female companion, from Nyumbayanga and then proceeded to Palavana. He said around 23:30 hours, while en route to drop her home, the pair reportedly had a disagreement, and upon reaching Crossroads Mall, Brigadier General Banda retired, parked the vehicle and refused to proceed until the matter was resolved. Mr. Chilavi said following a brief altercation outside the vehicle, he retrieved his firearm from the car and fired at Ms. Kalyabanyama, who was leaning on the bonnet, missing her and hitting the vehicle instead. He said the suspect then grabbed the firearm and allegedly shot the victim twice at the back of the head, causing him to collapse. Mr. Chilavi said police officers who responded to the report found both the suspect and the victim at the scene, with the victim lying in a pool of blood beside the loaded pistol with some empty cartridges. He said Brigadier General Banda was rushed to the University Teaching Hospital for medical attention, where his condition is reported to be stable.
Police in Lusaka formally charged and arrested Abigail Kalyabanyama, age 26, of Nyumbayanga, in connection with an attempted murder case reported to Woodlands Police Station on July 27, 2025, around 01 hours. The report was made by Brigadier General David Kauseni, retired, of Makeni area, on behalf of his brother, Brigadier General John Banda, retired, aged 53, a resident of Chalala. Investigations indicate that the victim, Brigadier General Banda, retired, was shot twice in the back of the head, sustaining serious gunshot wounds in an incident that occurred on July 26, 2025, around 23:40 hours behind Crossroads Mall in Kablonga, Lusaka.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says the Treasury's release of 18.4 billion kwacha in July 2025 towards developmental programs, debt service and operations of the government, among other priorities, is a clear demonstration of the commitment to successfully implement the budget and meet set targets. Dr. Msokotwane has urged all ministries, provinces and agencies to strengthen their resolve in delivering planned programs effectively, with a focus on achieving tangible results that improve the lives of citizens. He has emphasized that efficient program implementation across sectors, including public service delivery, mining, agriculture, livestock, tourism and manufacturing, is critical to driving Zambia's competitiveness in regional and global markets. In July 2025, the Ministry of Finance and National Planning released 18.4 billion kwacha to finance public service delivery, of which 3.1 billion kwacha went towards the implementation of various government programs and general operations, 2.2 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure, 3 billion kwacha for transfers, subsidies and social benefits, and 4.7 billion kwacha for the public service wage bill, among others. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Treasury to the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized two trucks carrying 66,000 litres of smuggled ethanol with a revenue loss of 3 million kwacha to government. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzarava says the two trucks, which entered Zambia through the Nakonde one-stop border post, were both declared as carrying 132 packages of calcium hypochlorite each, which does not attract customs duty, but is subject to 16% import and value-added tax. Ms. Nzala, however, said upon inspection, ZRA officers discovered that the trucks were carrying ethanol 96.0% in 250-litre plastic drums, contrary to the initial declaration. He said further verification of the declarations confirms that the entries were declared with Zambia Breweries PLC as the importer and Transtra International Limited as the declarant or agent. Mr. Nzala said an alcohol permit and delivery documents were also discovered confirming the product as ethyl alcohol, with Zambia Breweries Limited listed as the buyer. The Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company says it has taken decisive action against illegal waste disposal along Tokyo Way. In a statement, organization public relations officer Siria Muntanga has revealed that many households in the area are not subscribing to authorized waste collection services. Instead, they are paying unofficial wheelbarrow pushers who indiscriminately dump and burn waste near ZESCO pylons. She said this practice creates a significant public health and environmental hazard. Ms. Muntanga said the illegal dump sites attract pests, and the burning of unsegregated waste releases toxic fumes into the air, contributing to air pollution and posing a direct threat to the community's well-being.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Tourism Agency says it has developed a baseline framework for reporting domestic tourism, which will become operational next year. ZTA Chief Executive Officer Matongo Matamandi says the agency has signed a memorandum of understanding with Airtel to monitor traffic movement, which will help generate accurate statistics on domestic tourist activity. He has noted that beginning next year, the number of domestic tourists is expected to rise, potentially surpassing that of foreign tourists visiting local destinations. Mr. Matamandi has also revealed that Zambia's target for domestic tourism in 2025 is set at 500,000 people.
Currently, the domestic target, we use tourism products that are very easy to track the movement so that we are accurate. But we are also creating a baseline for reporting domestic tourism differently for next year. But we are doing the baseline this year. We've entered into MOUs with mobile phone companies. More specifically, we have an agreement with Airtel. They use the mobile number traffic to actually give us statistics on domestic tourism. So we have a target now, 500,000 domestic tourists, but it's only based on national parks, heritage sites, and national museums.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
European allies have rallied behind Ukraine in a renewed surge of support, insisting that any peace talks with Russia must include Kyiv. joint statement issued by the leaders of the UK, France, Italy, Germany, Poland, Finland and the European Commission came ahead of US President Donald Trump's meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Alaska on Friday. A White House official has said that Trump is willing to hold a trilateral meeting, which would also include Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.